Welcome to the BBC, a wax cast based on collaboration, not competition. Between both cheeks is a world filled with beauty, bums, and billions of bucks. The hosts of the BBC are Luba, the badass boss bitch, creator and owner of international brands and beauty salons.
I've never met anyone with such sex appeal.
Becca, the egg, she's new to the beauty business, but learning faster than a baby savant.
You gotta get more creative right now. That's kind of what I like about all this.
And Ashley, a straight, shootin' spicy Italian. Hot off the global circuit, she's got expertise to share.
Okay, can we just quick before we start, what type of questions are like off limits?
Bring me your balls.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Hello, listeners of Between Both Cheeks. Welcome to this week's episode of our podcast. Today we have a very special guest with us from Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Jason from Chippendales.
Yay! Hi, Jason!
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. And then we've got Luba and Ash as well in Canada.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So we'll get right into it. Jason, how do you know Wax Hair Removal Bar? How do you know Luba? Why are you on this podcast?
Why am I here? Who are you?
Who's your
dad? What's your story?
I came into contact with Luba about 2.5 years ago when I came into Chippendales, and she was like, get your body waxed, look pretty, be the best one on stage. And I was like, sure. You've got a deal. And no, we hit it off pretty well. And she's just been super fantastic to us as a company and just as a friend in actual life. So, yeah, so it's been about 2.5 years now that I've been getting my hole waxed in and having a great friendship with her.
I recall our first meeting very differently, actually.
It maybe included like me putting someone's fingers in somebody's mouth, but that's off the record.
So one of the things is like I've been going to Chippendales like forever, like since I turned 21. So that's 19 years ago.
Yeah,
like 19 was the first time I went to the show. I have photos with the guys on a Polaroid. That's how old I am.
A real Polaroid, not the new one.
So then getting into like business with Chippendales, the guys are now kind of like a little bit awkward around me. I'm kind of like, I almost feel like their mom or their sister. So they'll see me in the audience and they'll be like, hi. And I get like a little tap. I come to the show one night. I think it was when, what is his name? That was there.
Tony?
Perez.
Oh, it was Perez. Okay. I didn't know if it was Tony or Perez.
Yeah, Perez. Perez. What's his last name? Hilton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was his opening night, red carpet, whatever. And I'm watching the show and the guys are coming by. They're like, hey, Luba, hey, little pat on the shoulder. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this stunning man, doesn't pick me up, but like pulls me up on my hand, turns me around, pushes me down and starts slapping my ass. And I was like,
stage?
He doesn't know that we are partners and he doesn't know that I'm a weird one. And he's new. So that was my introduction to Jason. I was like, "Well, I haven't gotten that much action in the last 30 days." So
that's what we're here for, making dreams come true.
Jason says it way more professional, but I was like, "Oh, hello. Hi."
That was like the cut edit like version, like
yes.
Better Business Bureau of America Yelp review.
Version. Yeah.
So what got you to Chippendales? Like, tell us a little bit about you and your history. And
well, what got me to Chippendales? I was performing in two other shows here in Vegas. Before that, Vegas the Show and Zombie Burlesque. That was kind of like what was my start out here in Vegas. I came out here in 2017, I think, from Orlando. Just packed up and was ready for something new. So I was doing that for about a year and a half. And I felt like I just had like plateaued, like, you know, you learn when you're like not happy going into work that it's probably time to go.
Yeah.
And so I started like looking at different options and seeing what was next. And the hard part is that there isn't very much live entertainment like outside of like Cirque and residencies these days for like a male dancer. So I was just kind of like searching. I was thinking about maybe going to LA, but then John Cook, the new artistic director there now currently, hit me up on Instagram. He was like, hey, do you want to come audition for our show? I think you'd be a great fit. And then a few months later, there I was. Yeah, it was a pretty quick turnaround. I think I got the call in January, like January 17th, I remember, because I was at Disneyland. January 17th, he called me. And then, someone called me. I'm so sorry. January 17th, I think he called, and then I think I was in the show by February 11th.
Wow.
Yeah. That is quick.
That's really
so cool. Let's talk about that a little bit deeper, because you're not just a dancer in the show. You're a trained dancer, like a professional dancer, and you're also the MC for the show.
Yeah. So I started out as like an ensemble dancer in the show. So I was an ensemble dancer for maybe about 6 to 8 months, I think. That's how I started. And then I started popping into some hosting spots. So I co-hosted with Teddy, who's the host of the tour now. So Me and Teddy kind of co-hosted the show. We kind of like split it. And then once Teddy went on tour, I took over as the MC and host full time. And I've been doing that for about maybe like a little over a year and a half now. I've been hosting by myself during the show. So, yeah.
And what's your favorite part in Chippendales? Like with your role, what's your favorite part?
That's hard because I like different sections for different reasons. Like, I really enjoy, this is so random, but I really enjoy the MC spot that's right after Do It Anywhere into Sailor. Mm-hmm. Because it gives me like kind of time to like, it's kind of just like a free MC spot. So I get to talk and I get to do a little comedy as well as like the final MC spot, like the birthday spot. I like to do that because I get to show a little more of my personality and do a little comedy there, like just like stand up improv-y stuff. And then I really enjoy Chip Shot. I mean, Chip Shot is kind of like the host's hotspot moment. That's where
Can
we really get most of our action.
Can you explain what that is?
Chip Shot.
Don't pretend that you haven't been to the show, Ashley.
Okay, it's been a long time though.
Yeah, Chip Shot is a game show that we do with participants from the audience during the show, where it involves three tasks. I won't say what it is just in case someone hasn't been to the show and they want to experience it for themselves.
Okay.
It is three tasks that we ask the audience participants to do. And yeah, it's quite hysterical. It's funny. It's a great crowd pleaser. And it kind of really, I think Chip Shot is kind of what sets the tone for the show a little. If you have a great Chip Shot, I feel like it really makes the audience feel, you have them at that moment. You really connected with them. And I think it's a great turning point in the show.
No, it's really good. Okay, so I'm going to ask the question that you probably have like a love-hate relationship with this question when it comes up. Strippers or dancers or performers, what is the right term for a Chippendale?
Truthfully, personally, I don't like the term stripper because for me, that's just not what I do. Like, I'm a technically trained dancer. I have a degree in dance and choreography. You know, I'm a dancer. That's what I'm trained in. That's what I do. And I don't honestly preferably like it when the other guys get called strippers. You know, they have to learn to move just as much as I have to move. You know, their bodies may be glorified, and yes, we take off an amount of clothing, but we're never fully naked on stage, you know? And to me, we're not getting dollar bills thrown at us. And this is a production show. Like, this is a full-scale million-dollar production show.
Yes.
So, you know, to me, it's a little degrading when you hear like stripper, because it's like, well, if you want to go see a cheap stripper, you can go down Las Vegas Boulevard and go to Hustler.
Yeah.
And you can see that. But I think the amount of effort and time and work that we put into our show and the production value and the fact that we do have many trained dancers, singers, acrobats, break dancers, I do not like it personally when people call us strippers, because I definitely think these guys are performers now. You know, they may not be a technical dancer, but they're performing. They're on stage performing a service.
Yeah.
So that's my outlook on it. And I mean, obviously it happens, and it's not that people are not uneducated. It's just what they see, and they just associate two and two together, you know? And I get it. But yeah, just for me personally, I don't like to be called a stripper just because It's just really not what I do. And I really don't even take my clothes off that much in the show, honestly, when I think about
it. Right. So. I don't know. So I have an issue with it because I have a personal connection with you guys. So I'm very protective, the overprotective mom, if you will, or sister. I'm going to go with sister. I'm aging. but yeah, it's like, it's a $1 million show. Like it's lighting, it's choreography, it's costumes. It's, you know, like the whole nine yards. It's a huge, huge production. And there's a lot that goes into it.
And it's like, and to me, like, I can't even really put it with ignorance, because I can't say it's that people are being ignorant. It's just, honestly, it's just not knowing, honestly, what goes behind it. And just the action association, you know, they see the action of people taking off their clothes, the association is that they're just a stripper, you know. And I feel it's the same way for the female review shows as well. You know, like, oh, well, they're strippers. No, yeah. 95% of those girls are technically trained professional dancers. They just happen to be dancing topless. But I mean, that is what Vegas has been about for years and years and years.
I think it could be a generational breakdown as well, because Chippendales has been around, is it from the 70s or 80s? Like late 70s, I think. And
Google.
They've done really quick Google. They've done a really great job with their branding. And someone that's been going to the show since I was 21 knows the branding behind it and everything that came with it, like the bow ties and the cuffs and like the classiness that goes with it. I think kind of maybe a newer generation doesn't know the history of it.
Yeah.
Which was really important for me to get on board with a male review, because I wanted Wax to be known for male services, because no one was doing it at that time. And I remember saying that I have to have Chippendales. And people were like, well, why? There's a bunch of strip clubs that you could go to. And I was like, well, first of all, it's not a strip club. It's an actual show. It's a production. And I said, getting on board with Chippendales is like the male review of Nike. It's like the exact that is what Nike is to the male review of entertainment is Chippendales.
I think what you were saying about the branding is that is just something I think that is so true to our company, about everything being branded a very sexual but classy way. It's never done distastefully. It's never done raunchy. It's always done very tastefully, very classy to stay within the brand that has been so strong up to this day, you know?
Yeah. I think I found the problem.
What's the problem?
Well, if you go to Wikipedia,
okay.
First of all, established in 1979.
Okay.
It says Chippendales was the first all-male stripping troupe to make a business performing for mostly female audiences. So, okay, granted, it's Wikipedia, and we all know anybody can go on Wikipedia. Yeah. But it's where people think that they can get the most relevant news. So somebody needs to go on there and change the word stripping to performing.
Yeah. And again, like I said, it's association of action. Mm-hmm. You see the action of people taking their clothes off, then the first thing you're going to associate it with is stripping.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you read out there, Ash, was generally towards, female audience or something, towards women.
Yeah, so I think this is very, very dated.
Yes, clearly.
Because we know that that's not the case. We're in 2020 and that's just not the case anymore. And it also says through the quality of its staging and choreography. So it is in there. Chippendales also helped legitimize stripping as a form of popular entertainment.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to the whole geared towards women, because Chippendales is very LGBTQ friendly. And I want you to kind of talk about that, Jason, that everyone is welcome to the show. Just like at our salon, we take absolutely everyone.
I mean, it's definitely been something that has been a work in process that has been progressively changing over the years, because obviously, it is 2020. Every one of the LGBTQ plus queer community is welcome to our show. And for me personally, being part of the LGBTQ plus queer community, it's important to me to make everyone feel comfortable. Because again, it's not just a show for women. It's not just a show for men. It's not for married. It's not for lesbians. You know, there's no label on it. We're all just there to have a good time. And to me, that's what I try to bring to the table and try to present is, come one, come all, and just have a good fucking time. You know, that's yeah. what we're here to do. We're like, for me to have any negative standpoint of what you believe in or who you decide to crawl in your bed with, it's not my business. I'm here to provide a yeah. service, and that service is entertainment. So if you walk in that door, everyone gets treated the exact same, and I'm here to entertain you. And if I go home with a smile on my face, I know I've done that.
Yeah. I love that.
So,
love
that. You know, to me, it's very important for anyone listening who is part of the LGBTQ queer community. Do not be afraid to come to our show, because our show is all inclusive. Everyone is welcome, whether you are gay, straight, lesbian, married, divorced, whatever. It doesn't matter. Come just have a good fucking time. Come look at beautiful men. Come look at beautiful men. Come watch us dance, yeah. and just come enjoy yourself. That's all yeah. it is.
I love that. I thought that was very, very important to mention. I think everyone needs to hear that. Your craziest moment on stage, what has been like the craziest thing that has happened to you?
I'm trying to go through them.
Account.
Well, I'll try to like go progressively. I've fallen off the stage.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, like I was singing and I was on the front of the thrust. And you just get very comfortable with the stage after a while, and like you just don't look at the ground. You're like, I know where it is. I know where the steps are. Well, I guess I got too excited one day, and I stepped forward thinking that the stair was there on the edge, off the front of the thrust, and I went boom, slapped down onto the concrete, and I was like, and everyone was like, looking at me, like looking over me. It felt like, you know how you see in the movies where like you're in the hospital bed and there's like 20 doctors looking yeah. over you? That's what's basically on the concrete, and all the audience is like looking over me. I'm like partially in someone's lap, still have the microphone in my hand. I'm just like, oh God. And I was like, I'm just going to get up and just gracefully walk off stage. And everyone's like, woo! Cheering me on.
So what? So embarrassed. What set were you in that happened in?
It was shook me. So shook me all night long.
My God. Down. But you know what? You do. You dance dangerously close to the edge all the time.
I do.
All the time.
Do they have glow tape on the edges of the stage?
Yeah. There's glow tape.
Oh. Do you think you just weren't looking for the glow?
It's not me. Because like I said, you stop yeah. looking after a while, because you just get so comfortable with the parameters. You're like, okay, I know I'm close enough. But she was a little too far that day. Far right. up front. And I have been urinated on a few times. I have been peed on a few times.
How does that happen?
Once.
Women get excited sometimes, and I guess I'm just that much. I'm just that much of a lover.
I thought that only happened in our line of work.
I get them steamed up a little.
I've been peed on. I've been farted on. I've been like, you name it.
I've never been farted on. I have been peed on. And I have been one other thing, but I won't say that because it's a little graphic.
No, say it. This is the
I've had a menstrual issue.
Oh,
that's not the end I was thinking.
Yeah. and that one happened during a media night. It was media night for Vinny's first night in the show.
That poor periwinkle
suit has seen some better days.
It has
seen some better days.
Okay, so here's a question: do you have a really good dry cleaner then?
Like, they go like right at it. They're like, and they like, and they have to like clean it quick. Especially if I have another show after, they wash it so fast, it's crazy.
Wow. Okay. Go back to the woman that peed on you, because it wasn't just a dribble.
It was a flowing motion. Always. And as she exited the stage, you could still see it like dripping down the thrust. And all the boys had a panic attack. They're like, I'm not dancing in piss. And I was like, dancing in it. I was like, hello, it's all over me.
I'm wearing it. What do you mean, like, dancing it?
I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like,
the show must go on.
It's your little toes. Your little toes are going to step in pee. I'm like, I'm sure you stepped in your dog's pee 1,000 more times. I was like, but I'm covered in it. Like, let's not talk about
it. Did somebody not come out and like clean the stage or something?
They did. But the hard part is you have to wait until there's a blackout or a curtain close. And there was no blackouts or curtain closes in that section. So I just had to sit there for a minute. Yeah.
Oh.
Fun times at the chip nails.
Okay. So with that comment about, I'm not going to dance in pee, who is the biggest diva on cast right now? Or are you not answering? You can include yourself, Jason.
I was just going to say I'm just going to throw myself under the bus for that one. Because, I mean, I can be sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not all the time, but I can be. So I'll just take that one. I'll take that crown for myself and put that on. I don't know. I can be a diva sometimes. You know, I'm very particular about, like, how I work and how I like things. So when things change, and this is even in my own life, like, when things change, I'm like, no, right. Not going to work. So I'm just very particular about how I like things and how I like things to be presented. Because, A, I'm a bit of a perfectionist on stage. So when things go wrong, I'm like, but yeah, and I like my space. Like I have to have extra space. Like mm-hmm. like I have like two mirrors in the dressing room. Everyone else has one.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. Oh yeah, diva. You get the crown. You get the crown.
And the boys in my dressing room, they're a little rambunctious. And one of them loves to play music before the show. And I told him, I was like, you cannot do that. I was like, because I like to get ready and prepared. I like it to be, it's already loud. And then they're screaming and there's music. I'm like, ah! So I'm like, you guys need to keep it down. Look quiet before the show. After the show, you play all the music. But before the show, you need to be quiet.
Okay, so I have a question.
I will definitely take the crown for the diva. She has her moments.
Yeah. Why do you think I asked that question?
Luba knew what the answer was going to be for that one.
I mean.
Okay.
I could say some other names, but I don't know.
there's a meme that I just saw the other day, and it said, careful or you'll end up on my podcast.
Don't keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, I love it. So in the aesthetic world, I'm going to compare it. We work with a whole lot of women in very close quarters. Now, you are a whole lot of men in even closer quarters. What are the personalities like and how do you all deal with it? And is there fighting? Is it like summer camp? Is it, give us a little
it's
bit
a of good what mixture it's like. Of, but honestly, I like to compare it to a frat house. I mean, we all are like brothers. Like we all love each other. We all hate each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're with each other all the time, 6 to 7 days a week. Like, you can tell when someone's having a bad day, or you can tell when someone is having a great day. You start to learn the personality traits. Like, you know, it's very much like a brotherhood, and that's what makes it so special, is that we are so close and so respective of each other. I mean, that was one thing that I was very nervous about coming in. I was like, I do not know how I'm going to fit into this equation and this group of men. But honestly, like, they really are amazing guys. And yeah, we all have our bad days. We all want to chop each other's heads off sometime, but a day passes and it's all back to normal again. And it's just like a brotherhood, like a good fraternity.
So you have people that come in, and I guess you would features, or what do you call them?
Celebrity host.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you have celebrity hosts that come in. Now, how do they fit into the mix? Like, are you guys very cliquey? Like, oh, I like the last guy that was here better, or?
I mean, you know, honestly, it's kind of like they just kind of get thrown to the sharks, because we're like, we ain't going to change shit. Either you like it or you don't. You know, we honestly all pretty much stay true to how we are, like how we goof around, we fuck around, we say what we want. You know, if you don't want to hear it, cover your ears.
So who's been your favorite so far?
Honestly, I don't think I have a favorite, because I feel like I connected with all of them differently in different ways. Like Tony Dovolani, like I absolutely love, because he is such an inspiration in the ballroom community. And again, coming from a dancer and really not having that ballroom training growing up, it was so, so great to like learn from him. Like he is amazing at what he does. It was so great to learn from him and have that experience with him. He's an amazing, amazing, amazing guy. Perez Hilton, it was great to connect with him and kind of see a different side of him that you don't see in the tabloids, you know? He was very sweet. He was never rude. He was always kind, you know, and it just showed like a different side of how he gets represented in the media. Mm-hmm. Tyson Beckford, I mean, he's just an amazing guy. Like to this day, like he'll still message me, or we'll still chat back and forth, like down home, like really, really great guy, and was so phenomenal to work with. And then Vinny, like I have an amazing relationship with Vinny as well. And, you know, just, again, you see these people on TV, and it's not really until you get to meet them and spend 6 mm-hmm. to 12 yeah. weeks with them.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
get to know them, and they become part of the family, you know? So, yeah, it's been really great. And, like, we've had a few bachelors come in, and we had Joss and Rogan come in from MTV's The Challenge. But, again, like, all just really, really great, fun people that just kind of fit into the mix really well. So I really don't think I have a favorite, because I think everyone has brought something different to the table that I've really been able to enjoy. And the thing is, like, being the host, I have to work with them a little more than the other guys hand in hand to get scripts and dialogue and everything ready. So, yeah, I get to experience them a lot. And it's been one of, like, the best parts of the job, honestly, like being able to work with these celebrities that come in and gain respect for them and gain a friendship from it, honestly. So yeah, I really have enjoyed all of them.
So I don't work for Chippendale, so I'm going to talk about who my favorite was.
And that was in a company answer. That was a real answer. That's really
beautiful. Actually, anyone can just look at your Instagram and know that that's absolutely the truth. Like, you've connected with all of them, right?
Yeah.
But I was blown away by Tyson. And way back in the day, I don't know, those of you in a relationship, if you've ever had, like, a list with your partner, like,
the one you get a free pass for.
Like a celebrity.
How many do you have?
I got 10 on my list.
Oh, my God. We get 3. Jake and I get 3.
Pass 10.
Tyson was on my list way before he came to Chippendales.
Wow.
And this was, I think, quite early on in the relationship and the partnership with Chippendales. And I think it was maybe the first, like, celebrity host that they had, if I remember correctly. And it was a big deal. And Mike Caprio was like, oh, I can't tell you yet. If Mike Caprio is the publicist for Chippendales. Can't tell you. You know, Jake's calling me like, oh, have you heard? I said, no, I haven't heard anything yet. And then I get the call, and it's Tyson. And I was like, oh, well, he's on my list. So Jake calls me. He's like, oh, did they make an announcement yet? And I was like, yes, they did. And he goes, well, who is it? And I go, it's Tyson Beckford. And he goes, he's on your list.
Definitely. But the first time we met, I was thoroughly intimidated. I mean, it's fucking Tyson Beckford. I mean, like, and he's, like, just sitting right across from me, like, and I was like, this is not real. But he really is the sweetest guy.
To add to the story, obviously, things didn't work out because he has, like, Victoria's Secret supermodels come to the show. So that was not going to work out in my favor whatsoever. But he actually came because we're associated with the Alzheimer's Association. That's our charity of choice. And we do a walk every year. And Tyson came to the brunch. He came to the brunch. He took photos with everyone. He didn't cause any sort of, like, diva behavior. People that weren't part of our group that were just in the restaurant were coming asking him to take photos. Not once did he, like, not blink an eye and just be like, no, I can't do it. He took photos with everyone. When I brought my mom was alive and I brought her to the show and I got a photo done. She sat on his lap and they took a photo with the Chips and Tyson and my mom. And my mom, you know, she's had dementia and she was babbling about whatever. And Tyson just sat there and chatted with her and was just the nicest guy. And he blew me away. Like, not only is he absolutely stunning, like, he's absolutely beautiful. I've never met anyone with such sex appeal. Like, it's mind blowing.
And it's just easy for him. Like, he just oozes this aura about him that is just so effortlessly attractive that you're just like, wow.
But he's an amazing,
good on you, man.
incredible heart. Like,
I'm like, God, I wish it was that easy for me. Cause I'm like,
oh, yo, stop. Yeah, right.
Am I sexy?
Can I ask a question?
He is my favorite.
Yes.
What?
Did you just say what I think you just said?
I didn't know any of the celebrity hosts Jason mentioned except for Vinny because he was on Jersey Shore. I don't know any of the other names.
Tyson Beckford, the first African-American supermodel to model for, it was Ralph Lauren and Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's beautiful.
Like,
Google him.
Yeah,
you will drool.
Google him. And the way he looked when he was like 24, he still looks the
same.
Still
looks like that.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
True definition of black don't crack.
He's Blasian.
He is like
half black, half Asian.
Flawless chocolate man.
Becca is our egg. So Becca is like, she knows technology really well. She's like, you know, up to date on a whole bunch of stuff and is really great on all the shit that I'm really bad at. But there's a bit of a generation gap.
Yeah.
We'll teach her. Yeah. But you've got to know that, what was that, Josh from
NBC? Okay, here's a perfect explanation. Did you see the Britney Spears Toxic video?
Yeah.
Okay, the guy that she's riding on the back of the motorcycle with, that's Tyson Beckford.
Wow, okay.
I love that you just gave her that analogy. That is fabulous.
And then the light bulb goes off.
Yeah.
Yes, that's tight. So, just to associate it, not even.
Yeah.
The number one selling calendar in the world is Chippendale's calendar. And you guys have a big photo shoot every year.
Except this year.
Oh, did it not happen?
No.
We don't know what we're going to do because we were supposed to do it this week, actually.
Oh, my
God. So we don't know what's happening with calendar this year.
They just got to rush production. It's the number one selling calendar in the world.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been postponed for calendar as we speak shooting it. But, yeah, calendar is like my favorite part of the year. It's so exciting. It's so fun.
So, like, is getting the calendar for Chippendales the equivalent of, like, Sports Illustrated swimsuit models getting the
cover? Oh, hell yeah. Like, when you get your first calendar, you know you've made it. Like, that this year when I got mine, it was glory day. I literally bought, like, 40 of them
and
just started sending them to everyone. Like, I was like, bim, 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 bim.
Yes.
So does not every Chippendale get a spot in the calendar? There's more than 12 of you on the cast, right?
It depends.
Oh.
Not every year everyone will make it in the calendar. So it has a lot to do with like seniority. Seniority goes into factor. Popularity goes into factor. And we also shoot the calendars a year in advance.
Yeah.
So if you join the cast after we've shot it, you've been there for a year, you won't be in the calendar for 2 years. So I was in the show for 2 years before I got my first calendar.
Wow.
So yeah, because we shoot it a year in advance, so it's always a year behind. So
I've never had a calendar.
I've never had one.
I'm super excited about the new ones. The photos for the new ones look awesome. So I'm super excited for them to come out. I can't wait. I love my photo in the new one. It looks great. I'm very excited. Yeah, it just went up on a billboard downtown on Fremont Street, so I got to see it. So that was really exciting.
Congratulations.
Yeah. My first big, like, street media, which is
awesome. So cool.
Really, really cool. Yeah, those are the things like you really look forward to when you join the cast, because obviously it is such a nostalgic, like, big name and has such a big presence when it comes to media and things like that. Yeah, when you get like your first piece of merchandise, like your face on merchandise, or your first calendar. Yeah, those are like big, like, milestones. Like, you definitely always keep your first one. Like, my first poster, I have it framed over there hanging up. So yeah, those are really cool.
You have your own nail file.
I do have my own nail file, and every woman in my family has a nail file. I think I've spent more money on my own merchandise to give to people than I've even like put in my fucking savings account. I've bought so much. Like, every week I was shipping calendars across the U.S. to people. Like, personalized signed ones, like, with thank you messages, blah, blah, blah. Daddy made it finally.
Aww. Oh, that's
so
cute.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's a really, really big deal.
Yeah, it really is cool to me. It's very nostalgic. Like, and it's something that you'll have forever. Like, and it's something that is being purchased and sold all over the world. Like, I get messages from people who are like, oh my God, I just saw your calendar at Walmart. Like,
yes. And to be part of such a huge world renowned brand. Like, it's recognized everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere. I mean, It even goes with like all the media opportunities and television opportunities that we have. I mean, it's cool as fuck. If you'd be stupid to sit here and say that it's not, you know, like, I've been on Jimmy Kimmel. We've done KFC commercials. I've done Vivica Fox. You know, like, there's just been so many opportunities that you'd be stupid not to fall in love with and feel amazing doing. It's awesome. Yeah. It's really cool.
Do they have standards for you?
Yeah, I mean, the standard is being 6 foot and pretty, I guess.
And isn't it 6 feet and six pack?
6 feet and six pack.
But do you have to, okay, so are there rules and regulations in regards to if you have to maintain a certain weight? So if you go above or below, then they'll bench you? Or
it's not weight restricted in that sense. It's pretty much by look. As long as you keep consistent to your look, obviously we're men, we bulk up, we slim down, we bulk up, we slim down. As long as you still have a decent presence and you still look pretty much around where you got hired at, it's fine. It's not like we have to step on a scale every month and like get weighed in or anything.
Now, what about in regards to manscaping and things like that?
There we go.
Most things have to be approved, and it pretty much has to be how you came into the show. Like, somehow, I am the only one that has been able to, like, slide under the radar with chest hair. Everyone else is, like, smooth, and, like, they get on them, they're like, shave that, it looks crazy. But I'm the only one for about 2.5 years that has been, I came to the show that way. And so, yeah, I've always had chest hair. That's just been my thing. I like it. I enjoy it. But like haircuts and hair color and tattoos and thing like that all pretty much have to get approved. I mean, I shaved all my hair off, so I have no hair currently right now.
You were also silver before, didn't you?
I was silver. Like I was silver for a moment too. And then I was purple, and now I just went full Britney and shaved it off.
Well, we do have a, I mean, Jason still comes in to do specific manscaping.
I do. I need them to open up because my ass has never been hairier. For all you listeners,
I don't think you're the only one out there with that problem.
My brows are doing okay.
Are you doing them yourself though?
Yeah, I just like take a tweezer to keep all of them like from going crazy.
Okay.
Well, I ain't got nothing else to do them with.
I know, but a lot of the guys come in. We have someone that comes in for a full body. They come in for a lot of facials and tinting and stuff like that too. So, I'll get you to wax your chest one day. That's my goal in life. One day.
But yeah, I'm missing my brow tinting too because they're like, it's always this one. This one is a lot darker than this one is. And so this one looks like a ghost. It's like, where is it?
It's
like
not. Because why, Ash?
Oh, I totally missed that. Well, one is darker, one is lighter.
Yeah, one is shaped differently. It's because they are sisters.
They are not twins.
Oh, no, they're definitely cousins. But I'm like, why is this hair darker than this hair?
They're third cousins twice removed. Yeah.
I know they're not twins, but damn. Like, why is she black and she's Asian? Like,
that doesn't make sense. Oh, my God.
It's just not coming. It's not registering.
Now, have you ever tried to tint your lashes?
Yeah, we've done it once,
I think, yeah. I've done anal bleaching, whole waxing, full derriere. What else have I done? You waxed my ears once. I always do my brows, always do my brow tinting, always do my nose.
Yeah.
We've done the lash, we've done facials.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
What's your favorite, though?
My brows.
Oh, brows, yeah.
Yeah, my brows. The brows are like the calling card to the face. Yeah, I feel like you can tell so much about a person with their brows. So I'm always like...
Jason gives me massive anxiety because if we have people that quit or leave or do whatever and they're like his brow person, I go into full fucking panic mode and I'm like, oh my God, who am I going to book him with? Like... Yeah, so hence the diva question that I asked was...
I've always just been so particular about how my brows look. Like, they have to be, like, the perfect, like, mix of bitch brow with, like, not too thin to stay a little masculine. Then I like them dark so they're still, like, full. But then, like, also look like, hey, I can still be your friend.
Right.
So they can't be too angry.
No, I can't be like too much of a bitch. Like I need to be able to flip. It's like the guy from Nightmare Before Christmas who had the two face and he's like angry, so happy. You know, like that's what I need to be able to like convey.
Right.
I need these women at the show to know I mean business.
Of course. Tell us about what's happening with COVID and the show and the interesting that you guys are doing to continue to perform virtually, and how are the rest of the guys doing? Like what, give us a lowdown on what this has been like for you and the guys.
Yeah, COVID sucks. I mean, you know, it shut down everything, and it's honestly what's the best way to say this? It's honestly very frustrating to see how the government is handling support for businesses in a sense.
Yeah.
Because I definitely think the one community that is completely underrepresented when it comes to this is the live entertainment community. I don't think people realize how many people in the live entertainment community are here, especially in Vegas, working on a worker's visa from other countries.
Yes.
And now that these shows are closed, all of these visas are invalid, and people are having to leave their families, leave relationships, split up families because there are no jobs. Most of these people are aliens, so they aren't getting financial support from the U.S. government. They can't file for unemployment. They're not getting stimulus checks, but they have houses, mortgages, apartments, car payments. And all of this has been ripped away because they're here working on a visa. And the companies aren't... supplying to continue to pay for the visas.
Right. And they also cannot go get another job, like whether it be
Uber. Yeah, you can't just like go get a job at the grocery store somewhere because you're on the visa. You're only allowed to work for that company. So I think it's very underrepresented how this is happening and how the government is really treating the entertainment industry. Because, you know, you just gave $3 billion or however many billion dollars to the airlines.
Yes.
But yeah, okay, sure, it's going to be travel. But truthfully, like, I look at it in this perspective. When all this is over, the first thing that people are going to want is an entertainment, like, heal the world show. Heal the world concert.
Yeah, definitely.
So you want us to come out of all of this where we got no support, no help for so many artists, and now you want a benefit concert? You want us to work again for free, you know? So it's almost frustrating.
But it'll be great exposure, hun.
Yeah, no, screw that. Where was that exposure when a father had to get separated from his family because he was here on a work visa?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Or someone had to get separated from their boyfriend. Like, it's bonkers to me. It blows my mind. Like, the airlines will survive. People will always travel. Yes. But these people, a lot of them don't have much, you know? And now they're being shipped off to their country, even if they can get let back into their country, because borders have been closed. So what do? Just sit here and rot? Like, hopefully they have savings. But, you know, come on, people. Like, these rent is not cheap in Vegas. You have to eat. You have to survive. With no support, it's terrible. And it's really frustrating to see. Because it's like, it's just so underrepresented. And I feel the same way for everyone in New York, the Broadway community.
Yeah.
They're not opening Broadway now, hopefully until October is what they're stating, is that Broadway shows are going to open in October. But, you know, luckily for them, like, most of those artists are American. But I think it's so hard here in Vegas that we have at least 50% of the artists in Vegas are from a different country.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's very frustrating in that sense. So that is how I believe COVID is going. I mean, obviously, we're all working through it and we're all trying to stay positive as a community. But that is how I feel COVID is going in a nutshell. Blah. Skip on to how it's affecting us as a show. Mm-hmm. So Chippendales has obviously been closed for about 2 months now. I mean, everyone is doing great. Everyone is trying to stay in great spirits. You know, obviously, it's one of those things that's out of our hands and we can't do anything about it. But we've tried to... try to put a break in the separation of our fans and the show. So we created what we call the Chippendales at Home Experience, where we are offering 30-minute at-home virtual experiences to people who had, like, bachelorette parties canceled or, you know, bridal showers or divorce parties. Awesome. So it's like a 30-minute virtual online experience with two guys from the cast. And we play drinking games. We do, like, virtual striptease. We hang out. It's honestly a really, really fun time. We've been offering it free to healthcare workers as well as anyone who had tickets to our touring shows or our show in Vegas that got canceled. It's honestly, when we created this and we were all sitting down, it was myself, Ryan Worley, Kat, Allie, and then everyone from New York. We all sat down and we started kind of creating this. And once it went live on TMZ, I mean, it blew up into something bigger than we could have ever imagined. I mean, we get close to over 400 emails a day.
yeah.
for people wanting to do this. I mean, it has gone, it's gotten so big, and the response has been so, so great. The outpour has been so amazing. And I mean, it honestly, like, it feels so good to do some of them because, you know, you never know what group you're going to run across. But like, when you come across a group of like healthcare workers that have been like relocated and are quarantining in a hotel room to like provide extra services for a nearby hotel, you know, and they're trapped there and they're celebrating a birthday. Like, it's things like that that make it super gratifying and worth doing. And it's honestly really nice to be able to connect with our audience on a more personal, vulnerable level, you know, because normally it's an experience where you come to our show, it's 200 to 300 people. And, you know, you honestly don't maybe always get like personal attention. So, yeah, now we're able to give personal attention. They get to know us a little better on a deeper level. We get to know them on a more personal, deeper level. But yeah, Chippendales at Home is what it is. It's been a great, 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 great segue to like kind of keep us in a great place with our fans and our community and be present. And, you know, I think we're the only ones in the game doing something like this right now. So yeah, it's been fantastic. So if you're interested, it's chippendalesathome.com.
Yes, I was just going to say that. So you can go to the website. All the details are there. I'm actually watching Jason on his couch right now for the little ad that they're doing. So this is a little creepy of me, but like, this is very personal because we get to actually see into your homes.
Yeah. Wow. I keep it locked off so they don't get to see how messy my bed is. Because if I open this, you get to see my unmade bed. So I try to keep that like blocked off. But, yeah,
but I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, I can see everyone's like the pictures that they have up and their dressers. Yeah.
It's definitely like a nice little look inside our homes.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Do you think this is something that they'll keep doing once COVID is over and we kind of return back to what will be the new norm?
I don't have a professional answer on that. I really don't know. Like, that is a side that's outside of me. I mean, I know it has been discussed because it has been doing so well. But I really don't know what the outcome of that will be.
Because do you guys have time?
That's the thing. It definitely is very time consuming. It is definitely, it's a lot. It has been a lot. So I'm not sure what will happen. I mean, it's doing great now. And I guess we'll see what happens in the future.
And just for those people that, you know, want more information on Chippendales and stuff like that, they like, it's 7 nights a week for these guys. It's a 7-day-a-week show. And is it 5 days a week? It's twice a night?
Yes.
Like, it is bonkers. Back-to-back shows.
No.
Hold on.
Four times a night. 4 weeks. 4 days.
7 days a week.
Days a week, and we do 10 shows a week. So we do two shows four times.
Okay, so you don't work personally, like there's like a rotation.
Yeah, there's a rotation. I normally work about 6 days a week.
But you do get a day, because I'm thinking, oh my goodness, is there like a downtime where you work for six weeks and then you're off for 10 shows a week. Wow.
Yeah. His downtime is what, like 3 a.m. till 4 p.m.?
Yeah, probably about that.
The gym and then work.
That's about accurate, yeah.
Yeah.
You become a night owl for sure. Like, your schedule gets so twisted.
Yeah.
So everything happens at night, and then you sleep all day, and then starts back up again at night again.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a lot. So I couldn't even imagine. Like, you would need a whole other cast to do the at-home shows. Because there's also, with Chippendales, there's the touring show as well. So they've got a group that goes on tour around the world. Then they've got the local Las Vegas theater. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. But then to tag on, you also asked, how are the guys doing? Everyone's doing great. You know, we talk. We all have a group chat, so everyone's always like chiming in on the group chat. Sometimes we'll do like little FaceTimes with people. But yeah, everyone's doing great. Everyone's holding up. Everyone's beards have gotten a lot longer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of beards going on. A lot of beards and a lot of hair
does
growth.
Does everyone still have abs?
That I don't know. I don't ask to see them shirtless. Except for the ones that I see on the regular. Like, I see Ryan like every day because Ryan and I work together as a group. Okay. And so I see Ryan every day. Ryan still looks great, but he's a fitness buff. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm just asking out of like the goodness of my heart because we're partnered as a brand. So it's a professional concern.
Yeah. I honestly, I haven't physically seen anyone. I've seen John. John's the only one that I physically have seen. Yeah. Actually, that's a lie. I've seen Okewa.
Yeah.
Ricky. Ryan McGill. I probably shouldn't be saying that, but I have seen those people. But I haven't seen them with their clothes on.
But you kept your 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
But like I said, I see Ryan every night, practically naked. So, yeah.
So he's good. Yeah.
Ryan, he's good.
Good. He'll always be good. Well, those of you ladies and gentlemen that are listening, you can follow Jason on Instagram at Jason with a Y, J-A-Y-S-O-N dot Michael. Correct? Is that
correct?
Yes. You can also follow Chippendales at Chippendales on all forms of social media. And when the time comes that you guys can actually go see the show in Las Vegas, go to Ticketmaster and for the discount code, punch in WAX25 and you will get 25% off your tickets to see them live and in person. As Jason mentioned, you can also go to Chippendales and book your home party at Home Party Now and see them virtually and take a little sneak peek into their bedrooms, their personal lives. Yes, I was going to ask.
Yes,
show us your abs.
It's so sweaty under here. You can't even believe. I don't know why I put this on. I've been moist this entire time. It's gross.
Oh, well, you're not speaking moistly.
It's like a furnace under here. I'm like, God, why did I put this on?
I can't. Oh my God. Jason, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate all of the insight onto Chippendales. You know that everyone wants to know what goes on behind the scenes. So thank you for sharing that. Thanks for sharing how everyone's doing through this crazy, crazy pandemic that we're in. It's so nice to see your face.
It's so nice seeing all of you guys too.
And catching up. Becca, where can you listen to us? Where can you find us?
Can listen to us anywhere that you can find podcasts. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Buzzsprout, anywhere that has podcasts, just search Between Both Cheeks. You can also find us on YouTube, Wax HR Bar, where we post the video version. So if you want to see Jason's abs, that's where you go. You can follow us on Instagram at Between Both Cheeks or at Wax HR Bar. If you have anything to say to us, want to write in a question, comment, or concern, you can email us comments at betweenbothcheeks.com.
And if you don't have anything nice to say, keep it to your fucking self.
Ah, that's a good one. Thank you and good night.